BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
It's the final day for South Africans living abroad to cast their votes for this year's elections. Expatriates from over 100 countries voted yesterday. Durban resident Precious Gumede, who's currently in China, says she voted outside the country for the first time yesterday.
I didn't face any challenges. Even with the registration, IEC was very efficient in giving me the date. Instructions were just clear on what I needed to do.
She says she enjoyed meeting other South Africans.
There is a restaurant called La Berg. It's a South African restaurant in Shanghai. So a lot of South Africans got there for lunch after voting. Atmosphere was very nice. The whole unity and everybody speaking positively about the country, good wishes about the elections. You know, got a sense of home away from home.
And KZN police have launched an investigation into the bank collapse at a construction site in Ballito. Yesterday, four workers were killed after a bank at a residential construction site on Zen Drive collapsed and buried them under the rubble. One person survived and is currently recovering in hospital. Here's police spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda.
Information at police disposal at this stage indicates that 14 construction workers were at the bottom of the escarpment building a gabion retaining wall when the wall collapsed and buried 5 workers underneath. Inquest dockets have been opened for investigations. Circumstances that led to the collapse of the wall also form part of police investigation.
And abroad, Elon Musk has arrived in Bali ahead of the planned launch of SpaceX's Starlink internet service. The billionaire head of SpaceX says Starlink will boost internet services in remote parts of the island. Musk will launch Starlink with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Bali's capital of Denpasar. And recapping your top story this hour, it's the final day for South Africans living abroad to cast their vote for this year's elections. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.